Maximum Health with your host, Dr. Ken Gray. Dr. Gray obtained his master's in both acupuncture and oriental medicine from the Atlantic Institute of Oriental Medicine. Dr. Gray enjoys both being a physician as well as being an educator. His unique approach to holistic healing has taken him abroad to lecture in Germany and treat sports professionals in Hawaii and France. He is co-author of several books on food therapy. His office is in Jupiter, Florida, where he has practiced for over a decade and where he resides. Now it's time for Maximum Health with Dr. Ken Gray.
You gotta know, I'm feeling love, made of gold. I never loved another one, another you. It's gotta be love, I said it. You gotta know, I'm feeling love. You gotta know, I'm feeling love.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Maximum Health Radio, quality living. Yours truly, Dr. Ken Gray, holistic physician. Thank you for joining us every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard on 88.9 FM WQCS. And if you missed any of our shows in the past or have to tear away for some unseen reason from this show, which is going to be another amazing show, well, there's always PRX.org. That's the Public Radio Exchange. It's free. It's wonderful. And all of our shows are on there. As always, we have a wonderful guest for you, and this show is about supercharging your life, supercharging your body, supercharging your mitochondria, which, for those of you in the know, you already know it's the powerhouse of your cells. And with any system, we need our powerhouses to be strong for the system to be strong. The people we have in the studio with us today, they're pretty amazing individuals. Coming from different walks of life, meeting to create a center called Mitodynamics in Orlando, probably the first of many. But the first individual I'll introduce is a Dr. Suresh Raja, which I've had in the past, and I know him as a physician, as a colleague, as a friend. He has a vast background in the pursuit of health and wellness from a holistic and integrative perspective, which is how we met. And he, as a doctor, he practices in the area of sinus health, and he's an ENT of the most extraordinary kind. And but what's interesting about this, his mix up with the people he'd be working with and this connection, is that all these people have the same pursuit of integrative health and well-being and maximizing health, hence their visit with us today on Maximum Health Radio. Thank you, Dr. Suresh Raja, for joining us, and also Mr. Robert Marking. Dr. Suresh Raja, tell me about the interest in mitodynamics. What is making you so passionate about this?
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Ken, for having us here today. I have a unique perspective. I've been a board-certified otolaryngologist for almost 20 years now, and I've been a doctor for 26 years, and I come from a very large medical family, and I'm a surgical specialist. What I can tell you about how mitodynamics is going to help is that it really gets to the root cause of what people are suffering from, and that would be inflammation. I found, studying medicine throughout the decades, that when you come down to the main things that are getting people to not live a fruitful life or maybe have a premature death, it would be heart disease, cancer, and neurovascular degeneration. And over all the years of the patients that I've seen, my patients that don't breathe as well, they don't breathe as well because they're inflamed and they're stressed, and we live in a toxic world, and, we can do things to improve their architecture. But frankly, I had a lot of patients that just had a lot of autoimmune problems, more so in a much younger population than I would say, being a clinician in a private practice for, 25 years, it was really quite shocking. The obesity, the metabolic syndrome patients, patients with neurodegenerative diseases, Alzheimer's, autism, all of it. Why is that happening? Why is that happening? Why can't we help? What is it that we need to look at? Mm-hmm. And maybe at some point in time, there's a different type of disruptive way of looking at medicine that can help people in ways that doesn't involve taking a lot of pills, a lot of pharmaceuticals, or maybe tons of surgeries or things like that. It could be much simpler than that. That's what I think Mitodynamics is all about, helping those people. But in particular, we're going to start with the high-performance athletes, because this type of therapies are going to help everybody.
It sounds like, you know, something that's been around for thousands of years, this concept that inflammation imbalances, blockages. Obviously, I learned traditional Chinese medicine, but all Eastern forms of medicine have this ingrained in there. You know, we have similar cultures in that way. But it's now we're a younger culture here, younger society medically, and we're catching up. And it's in the medical journals. Inflammation has a lot to do, like you said, with heart disease. We have young individuals dying left and right from heart attacks in their 40s, some in their late 30s. And we have to say that there's an issue with this and the increased state of inflammation, diet, so forth and so on. And we have your colleague here, specialist Mr. Robert Marking. Now, you're coming from a different perspective because your background is in training and working with sports professionals, Olympians, that sort of thing.
Right, in sports nutrition, and realizing after about 8 or 9 years, we were getting great results in nutrition, but it seemed like there was something missing. Right. There's a missing link. You know, people weren't getting the results that we expected, so I started digging a little bit deeper and really started realizing the area of vibrational medicine, energy medicine, and bioenergy medicine was really the key. And now with the recent research that's coming out through, you know, Doug Wallace and other leaders in the area of mitochondrial research and cellular energy, we're finding that everything really rises and falls on mitochondria. What was thought, you know, first the genetic issues were causing disease, we're finding now that 90% of disease and chronic illness is due to malfunctioning mitochondria. And really the key is looking at what stressors or what kryptonite is really hitting you as a person, causing this inflammation, this oxidative stress, this loss of electrons out of your mitochondria, affecting your cellular energy, that's impacting your whole body's light metabolism. Your biochemistry is regulated by light. We have microprocessors in our cells called mitochondria. And so when we have stressed mitochondria, then we have dysregulation and chaos through our entire biochemistry, which leads to chronic illness and disease, mm-hmm. and poor performance if you're an athlete.
So from a perspective of, obviously there's nutrition, there's environment, there's emotional impulse the emotional environment as well, mm-hmm. not only what's in the air and in the water, but the emotional environment, what you surround yourself with. But then on top of it, you have a person like me that practices manipulating light, we call chi, mm-hmm. and I'm blocking it. Those all sort of are a factor, it sounds like, not just a supplementation, because I know there's a lot of new things out there or people trying to sell mitochondria-based supplements. Is that enough?
Well, I think you got to look at, first of all, what are the stressors? Okay, mm-hmm. if you want to be Superman, you cannot have kryptonite in your life, in mm-hmm. your environment. Mm-hmm. So you can look at basically the air in your home. Does it have, you have mold in your air? You have a mold issue or bad chemicals in your environment, okay, in your air. The water, what are you drinking? What are you bathing in? You need really high quality water for your mitochondria to function optimally. Your mitochondria are like car batteries. They hold water, and what charges them, what they're finding now, 2/3 of your mitochondrial energy should actually be potentially from the sun. The photons charging that mitochondrial energy.
Right.
And it's called the fourth phase of water by Gerald Pollack. He discovered that this intercellular water is called exclusion zone water, mm-hmm. and it actually holds a charge. And what charges that is the sun. So it's pretty incredible. We're finding out poor quality water, like fluoride, for example, totally destroys that charge. It's like a car battery that won't hold a charge.
Wow.
So also we're looking at chemicals, like, you know, chemical sensitivities in your environment. You know, what kind of hair care are you using? What kind of skin care? What kind of detergent are you using?
Cleaning products, yeah.
Yeah, cleaning products, all that.
Spraying Lysol in there, probably Lysol.
You know, even your toothpaste, for example. Yeah, yeah. Also, food sensitivities, you know, as well. Food allergies, mm-hmm. you know, what kind of condiments are you using? All these things. Also, EMF in your environment. Do you turn your Wi-Fi off at night? Mm-hmm. Do you... on your computer too long? What about smart meters? All these little things. It's not death by one cut. It's death by 1,000 cuts.
Right.
That's making this negative impact on your mitochondria, affecting it, so it's not producing it energy. And it takes more energy to get well than to get sick. Mm-hmm. So when people start getting sick and get chronically ill, they have to get their mitochondria back online. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing here is we're eliminating, we're detecting all that kryptonite mm-hmm. in your environment. we're eliminating that. Mm-hmm. We're releasing these past trauma and past stressors, kind of rebooting your computer. Mm-hmm. But once we do that, we want to move into high quality supplements, high quality food, oxidative therapies. How can you increase oxygen utilization into the cells? The only reason why you'd breathe air is because you're feeding the mitochondria for ATP production. Mm-hmm. The problem is just because you breathe oxygen doesn't mean you utilize it properly.
Let's back up for a second, because there are some people listening that may ask, okay, what's this ATP production? So we know the mitochondria is the powerhouse in the cell, in every cell in our body, that's the powerhouse. Without that powerhouse, the cell doesn't function, therefore the body doesn't function. Mm-hmm. What's ATP?
ATP is a product that is developed, that's produced in the cell. Mm-hmm. For energy, the end product of that.
Gotcha.
But we've got to look at all the factors that go into producing ATP. Right. You know, so your body can use glucose.
Right.
It can actually use fats. Right. It can usually use photonic energy from the sun.
Interesting.
Okay.
So different energy sources to create this sort of currency between cells is the currency. So, got it. Okay.
Yeah. And so basically we have that energy production. So we can look at ketogenic diet looks more at using fats for ATP.
Right.
We actually have more of a glucose base.
Like the Eskimos would.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, right.
Okay. So we have a glucose base, which most athletes are feeding off carbs for ATP, which is much more inflammatory.
Right.
Then we also have
they're doing it because they need quick access ATP.
Right. And then you refuel properly the glycogen stores in the muscles.
Right.
Okay. So basically we have different sources. But we have to look at what stressors are causing oxidative stress and trauma on the mitochondria. Now, in the mitochondria, you have DNA, and then DNA is something called a chromatin. Those chromatin emit photons of light, okay? And those photons, every photon has more information on it than all the libraries in the world put together. Mm. Each photon, what it does, it regulates 100,000 biochemical reactions in the cell every second. Mm. Every second.
So we can scientifically say we are beings of light.
Exactly.
It's becoming official. It's becoming scientifically documented now.
Absolutely. Okay. You can look that up. The chromatin receives the light as tubulin. Now what happens, you have incoherent light signals coming out of the chromatin. Mm-hmm. That disrupts, it causes chaos in this cell's biochemistry. So 100,000 chemical reactions are being disrupted. Your cell-to-cell communication by light breaks down, and your whole light metabolism, your biophoton field is dysregulating. It's kind of like you trying to upload programs on your computer, but you can't upload your detox program. You can't upload your metabolic program. You can't upload your digestive program. Your hormonal programs aren't uploading, because your computer, your microprocessor, is not loading things right, your computer's freezing up. So your body autonomic nervous system senses this stress and goes sympathetic dominant. Now you know as a doctor, that if you go sympathetic dominant, all the blood's going to your brain, your heart, your muscles to fight something, but you're not loading these digestive programs, detox programs, and people are stuck in this sympathetic dominant mode. They're not regulating out of that into parasympathetic, which is rest and regeneration. So what we have to do as practitioners is we have to get these people, get the stress removed, get these people moved out of sympathetic dominant mode where they have high cortisol levels, they have their adrenals are revving, they're inflamed, they're nervous, they can't sleep. We got to get them out of that fight or flight into parasympathetic before we can even start helping them.
I've had to treat quite a bit of that. And the picture of that, if people are thinking, I said, well, what does that mean or what does that translate to? I've literally had patients come in and say, you know, I'm starting to tear everywhere. My tendons are tearing. My bones are breaking. These are fit, you know, people.
Right.
Picture perfect fit, I mean. But inside, things are not working as well. They're not regenerating fast enough, so they start hurting themselves. They start breaking themselves, literally.
But aging prematurely.
Yeah.
You know, it's just oxidative stress throughout the body.
Yeah.
So people do meditation to try to get parasympathetic, and that may work for 15, 20, 30 minutes, but as soon as you get back in the real world, your autonomic nervous system says, not that fast. We still have this stressor that's causing this inflammation, the stress response. You got to address this. Mm. So people are stuck in that sympathetic dominant mode. So what we have to do is really release that stress, that stressor, move in parasympathetic. Now it's kind of like rebooting your computer.
Right.
Now you can download programs, you can upload programs.
Yeah.
Where before, when you're sympathetic dominant, you couldn't. Mm. You couldn't upload or download any type of program in your body.
Right.
Okay, so we got that stressor off. We get coherent light transmissions out of the chromatin again. We reestablish cell-to-cell communication. Yeah. Your entire biophoton feels regulating, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden everything is uploading properly. And this is when your body says, okay, bring in these stimulus. Give me the nutrition that I need.
Yeah.
Give me the light
therapy. Because now I can receive it.
Now I can metabolize and use it. Yeah. But before, when you're sympathetic dominant, you're fighting. You don't have time to take on any nutrition.
And before you even get into such really passionate, the passionate area of athleticism, competition, those sort of things, which are obviously the extreme nature of the human, fitness and form, activity.
right.
Just regular everyday living, we look at patients suffering in chronic pain. So I see a number of patients that may have done physical therapy and have not succeeded. And they come to me and they say, someone sent them to me. Mm-hmm. I then do my questioning, do my examination. I start treating them and I say, you know what? It's time to go back to physical therapy after I treat them for a while. They say, well, it didn't work for me before. I say, it didn't work for you because your body can receive it. Now it can receive it because it's unblocked.
Right.
Same thing.
Absolutely. Energy goes unblocked.
Right.
The body's now parasympathetic. Right. And now it can metabolize and use that stimulus, that input.
And that can also work for thinkers, people in a job situation or everyday life that have lost their ability to concentrate and perform. It doesn't always have to be, I'm going to achieve the best physical form. It's also mental. And emotional, I would think.
Yeah, well, you're looking at the largest concentration of mitochondria is in the brain and the heart.
Interesting, yeah.
Okay, so one thing that Dr. Schallenberger did, I'm sure you're familiar with ozone therapy. Mm-hmm. People breathe oxygen, but it doesn't mean your body's utilizing it. Mm-hmm. He said he's never met one person who has excellent oxygen utilization that has had cancer or chronic illness, but every single person who has poor oxygen utilization they have cancer or chronic illness, or will have cancer or chronic illness. Mm-hmm. So it's not how much oxygen you breathe, it's what you utilize, and people have pseudohypoxia. Now, getting back to mitochondria, the only reason you breathe oxygen is because it feeds the mitochondria for energy production. That's the only reason we breathe it. So the whole key is how can we increase oxygen utilization? And ozone is one of those best one of the best therapies that you can do for that increase in oxygen utilization in the cell for anyone, whether you're chronically ill or you're an athlete. And so that's really something really huge there as well.
And I would say the same with patients that have problems or people that have problems. I noticed they say, I drink and drink and I'm still thirsty. I drink and drink water, but I'm still thirsty. I say, you're not metabolizing, you're not able to take in the water and break it into the parts that you're actually using. And like you said, part of that is the oxygenation.
Part of that, but water is probably, you can only live like 3-4 minutes without oxygen, like 3 days without water.
Right.
And your body needs the water for the mitochondria. It's the battery inside the mitochondria that holds the charge.
Okay. So it's the type of water too, as the body's ability to process.
So you need to have water that's pure, and something water that can be metabolized. Got to get the chemicals out of there.
Alkalinity.
Yeah, you could do that, but what happens is you start getting too alkaline, and then it starts affecting the acidity of the stomach to be able to break down.
So food more digest. Of a so middle sort a middle, of what 7.5?
Exactly.
7.5 pH is good. 8 maybe.
Yeah, something in the sevens.
Okay.
8, something along those lines. But I think we're on the right track here.
Okay.
But getting back to just getting that trauma, past trauma release, getting that kryptonite out of that person's life, and then start firing up and get their mitochondria back online again. Right. Problem with chronically ill people is I've had Lyme for 45 years and mold illness, and didn't know it until like 4 years ago. This is kind of how I met Dr. Raja.
Right.
But I've pretty much eliminated and gotten and cured myself of the Lyme and the mold, but now I've had mitochondrial damage, so what can I do to get my mitochondria back online again? How can I get them fired up? And then how can I create new mitochondria through mitochondrial biogenesis, through hormesis or stressors, which would be cryotherapy or cold thermogenesis or hyperthermia, heat like saunas, high intensity interval training or intermittent fasting. What can I do to help create new mitochondria because of my chronic illness? I've had mitochondrial damage.
Right.
So what can we do to bring those mitochondria back online again and to try to get me a life again? You follow me?
I follow you. Dr. Suresh Raja, you're, as an MD, and like you said, practiced over 20 years. What, simply put, attracts you to this area of of medicine? What is it that you want to give people through it?
So I think we want people to be as healthy as possible. I think we want to bring people back on the path. I think we really do want people to be grounded to Mother Earth and take in sunlight. We really just want to take everyone's bad energy away and bring in good energy. And in today's 21st century, if we could have a place, my vision for Mitodynamics would be very similar to, let's say, Orange Theory Revolution, where maybe you go in, you know, twice a week for 45 minutes, and the workout that you get there would be equivalent of 3.5 workouts because of how we supercharge your mitochondria. Okay, I'm a big fan of supercharging. All my cars are supercharged, as a matter of fact. So, you know, I think if we can do that and have not only the elite athletes get better, because a lot of these modalities are inverse bell curves, each side of the fence do very well, but for the chronically ill patients as well. We start with the elite athletes because they'll have a great performance and already what is a finely tuned engine. And then we get the people that maybe need it for just basic life, just to enjoy, to take in the breath, to take in the chi, to take in the prana, and put them into a program as well. And everyone in between who just doesn't, they don't know why they don't feel well. Okay, they don't know why, you know, autism's on the rise. They don't know why autoimmune is really going crazy and overtaking higher costs than cancer care in America. Why is that? So I think Mitodynamics is gonna really help us to understand that a little bit better. We have a lot of great technology in there that is really, really favors more quantum physics, biophysics. We're in the age of quantum computing. We're discovering planets with water every week, it seems like. You know, we know that the Earth has a certain vibration and a certain frequency level. I think we need to tap into that, and I think we can with today's technology, but we have to be more pure about it, pure water, mm-hmm. pure air, pure energy.
Let's talk about the technology that one would see walking through the doors. So they open these doors, they go into Mitodynamics, and they hear the angels singing and the harps and the doves fly. Now you see what in front of you?
Well, we have several machines that have different reasons for being there. But one of the main things is we have high-intensity interval training exercise while under oxygen therapy. Mm-hmm. And that basically is a system that mimics being in different altitudes from sea level all the way to 14,000 feet and also gives you a varying amount of oxygen that would be much even better in many ways in a hyperbaric chamber, except it would only be a 15-minute session. And so that would be something that they can do. We would have a pocket ozone steam sauna, which really is very detoxifying and vasodilating. That's something that they can do. We have,
That's become popular too, the Hokkaido.
The Hokkaido, yes. We're going to be the first ones in Orlando with that one. And it has a lot of different modalities, but look, it's all bioenergy medicine. Mm-hmm. Okay, the other device that we have is called the Nano V. We have all the commercial grade versions of these, and we know all of the companies personally, and we've made relationships with them. But this one Nano V device is a biosignaling device that goes through structured water, which we did briefly mention, that mimics ROS, okay, reactive oxygen species, a biohack, if you will, but with a little bit of technology diced in there. Okay, so when you breathe it in through your nasal cannula, you are basically biohacking your computer to alert all of your cells to increase cellular generation. And you do that for like 15 or 20 minutes. You see what I'm saying? We have a micro impact vibration platform, which, you know, is everything that all the space agencies around the world are using. All of this technology is, in fact. And you would spend maybe 10 minutes on this micro impact vibration platform, maybe working some exercise bands. Bang, you add that to your program. So you have like a 40-minute program, depending on what you need.
Did we mention the VASPR? Because I remember seeing
Yep, we are looking at the VASPR right now. Mm-hmm. That is an incredible piece of machinery, but we haven't purchased that yet. That's not on our immediate
plans. That's pretty revolutionary, using some of the same principles, but in a different way in movement.
Of course. Yeah. You know, if it's good enough for the astronauts, and it's good enough for the elite athletes, it's good enough for the chronically ill, it's good enough for the corporate executive, it's good enough for people who just want to feel well.
Yeah. I would urge anyone out there just to look all these names up. There, you know, a few months ago, there were pretty new to me. I have patients that travel quite a bit. They come from all walks of life, and they've been utilizing this technology, and they, but they've had to go to Europe. And so it's nice to know that we're going to have this in a comprehensive presentation in a center of such magnitude. How do we keep in touch with Mitodynamics? How do we continue to stay abreast to your advancements when we can go and visit and utilize?
We can visit us at bachampionusa.com, and we'll have this website up and rolling here soon. We have a landing page right now. People want to visit and take a look at kind of what we're doing, some of the tech that we have. Also, mitodynamics.com, mitodynamics.com. You can reach us there. But we're getting things up and rocking in the next week or two up in Orlando. And you know, whether you're an elite athlete or just somebody who wants to optimize performance, you want to optimize performance at work, at home, on the athletic field, in the gym, you want to optimize performance and upgrade, come check us out. I think you'd be blown away.
All right. Thank you both. Thank you, Dr. Raja, Suresh Raja, the amazing one. Thank you, Mr. Robert Marking, MD for Mitodynamics. And as always, we love it that you listen to us and that your goal is to achieve maximum health and quality living. We'll see you next time, Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard. If you missed any portion of this show, prx.org. You need to reach me. That's drkengray.com, G-R-E-Y.
I've been seeing your soul. Give me things that I wanted to know. Tell me things that you've done. I've been feeling old, I've been feeling cold. You're the heat that I know. Listen, you are my son.